Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. The White House is planning to terminate its coronavirus task force despite the continued spread of the COVID-19 infection here in the United States and a growing death toll from the disease. President Donald Trump confirmed Tuesday the task force, headed by Vice President Mike Pence, will be winding down. During a visit to a factory in Arizona that makes face masks, Trump said Pence and the task force have done a great job, but we're now looking at a little bit of a different form, and that form is safety and opening. Trump declared it is time to reopen the U.S. economy, even if it means more people will fall victim to the coronavirus. Public health officials are cautioning that premature openings of businesses and relaxing social distancing measures could cause a spike in infections, even in communities that have so far been relatively free of the coronavirus, for which there is no vaccine. Approximately 1.2 million people here in the U.S. are confirmed to have been infected by the coronavirus, with more than 70,000 reported deaths, the most of any country. A government scientist here in the U.S. says he was ousted from his job after raising concerns that the Trump administration wanted to flood coronavirus hotspots like New York and New Jersey with a malaria drug. Despite little scientific evidence, it helped. Rick Bright filed a complaint Tuesday with the Office of Special Counsel, a government agency responsible for whistleblower complaints. He's the former director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. Bright alleges he was removed from his job and assigned to a lesser job because he resisted political pressure to allow widespread use of hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug favored by Trump. This is VOA News. South Korean baseball players opened their 2020 season in empty stadiums Tuesday as the country slowly returns to normal, from the coronavirus pandemic. Real-life cheering fans were replaced by still pictures of masked fans lined across the empty seats at the first five games of the Korea Baseball Organization season. The league has also imposed strict guidelines for players and umpires to keep them safe, including mandatory temperature checks before each game and requiring umpires and coaches to wear face masks. Handshakes and high fives are prohibited, as well as chewing tobacco to prevent spitting. The U.S. National Football League is set to announce its schedule on Thursday, but has decided to abandon plans to hold games this season in London and Mexico City. Two pharmaceutical companies said Tuesday their experimental coronavirus vaccine is being delivered in the U.S. for initial human testing. U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech said if the trials proved the vaccine is safe and effective, it could be ready for broad distribution here in the United States by the end of the year. The head of Germany's Disease Control Institute said Tuesday the rate of new COVID-19 infections in that country continues to drop, but says a second wave or even a third wave of infections is likely. The president of the Robert Koch Institute warned it is the nature of a virus in a pandemic to stay active until 60 to 70% of the population has been infected. That is why the institute's leader say there is a great certainty among scientists that there is a second wave, and many also assume there will be a third wave. Germany is in the process of loosening some social and economic restrictions it put in place in March to control the spread of the coronavirus. Some high-end restaurants in New York City here in the U.S. have stepped up to feed hordes of hungry healthcare workers as the city battles the pandemic. Access to quick, healthy meals has been limited for essential workers since a statewide lockdown was imposed back in March. Many restaurants and takeout businesses have temporarily closed because of lack of demand. And former President Barack Obama will be the commencement speaker this month at what may be the world's largest high school graduation ceremony. With millions of high school students missing their traditional graduation ceremonies because of the coronavirus, Obama will address the highlight Graduate Together, America Honors the High School Class of 2020 on May 16th. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.